Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, November the 1st, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And I do want to thank Cody Higley, candidate for River Valley School Board, for coming on with us. It's always good to hear people's opinions, thoughts, and feelings as we head into the big election coming up on November the 7th. Now, if anybody has anything they'd like to say, feel free to give me a buzz here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody, Dinner with the Presidents is coming up this Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. Not sure if there are any tickets left for this event, but if you want to check that out, call the Historical Society, 740-387-4255. That's 740-387-4255. Call the Historical Society if you would like a ticket to Dinner with the President. See if any are still available. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street. Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., lunch served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., a large selection of baked goods, homemade candies, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, other soups to be determined, desserts and beverages. Come and enjoy. That will be the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November the 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. All right. Well, Halloween's over now. We made it through that. And to be honest with you, we had our first snow last night. I did not see many trick-or-treaters out at all. Were there a lot of trick-or-treaters out in your area last night? In my area, I hardly saw any. Now, I did not pass out candy last night, but I just did not see a whole lot of people in general. I went out during trick-or-treat time, and I don't even know if I saw a child. Now, I'm sure there were some out in some areas, but certainly not a whole lot out in my area last night. What was trick-or-treat like last night in your area? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. What else do we have to talk about here? Well, we're in the month of November now. You will start to hear Christmas music in certain places. You will start to hear, or you will start to see Christmas television ads. You will start to hear Christmas radio ads. It's all coming up. You know, we only have 23 days until Thanksgiving. Not even a month. Thanksgiving comes on the 23rd of this month. So it is coming up rapidly. So 'tis the season. I think we're already there. Now, the fruitcake toss, we do not have an exact date set for the fruitcake toss, but we will start taking entries in entrance, I guess, into the fruitcake toss here very shortly, because we do want to get people involved in this. And again, you can nominate somebody, anybody. Now, it's on them to show up. You have to let them know that they have been nominated, but we're going to start taking nominations maybe by the end of this week. I'll let you know as we know more about that. But we need to set the date, which we're going to do here very shortly. It'll be in early to mid-December, as I imagine where it'll be. Now, Let's see. Well, no succulents yet, but I do have, I think, on the way from not the person who was going to give me the succulent, but actually from somebody who was listening yesterday and said, hey, I've got succulents. As soon as I get them in pots, I'll give you one. So the succulents still might be on their way. How about that? As Cody said earlier on in the interview, I have not ordered my Studebaker radio yet. I got to do it. I got to do it. So hopefully I will be able to do that in very short order. It's been a busy time. Election night coming up. Let's see here. Next Tuesday? Yes, election night will be here next Tuesday. That would be the 7th. And we will be on live starting at 7:15 p.m. and we will not go off the air until all the races are called. And we have got a great staff in place that night, so you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's going to be a big night for sure. Election night 2023. A lot of issues on the ballot, and how it will all turn out, we don't know, but we're going to find out in about 6 days. All right. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. Again, if anybody has any opinions on anything, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was trying to find something here this morning. I thought we did. You know, things get a little serious, and we want to have a little fun from time to time here. And I think I might have something here. As many of you know, the late comedian Gallagher, who died about a year ago this time, recorded some songs for us here. Okay, hold on 1 second. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to play a song here, and then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere here on WGH Talk.
Them claws come out, hair stands on end. Wild eyes are open wide. Cause the next ambush, their little tush could be the one that's fried. So all the Earth's animals stand sentry after post on a constant lookout. To get took out, they might become some kind of toast. Frantic mother birds must keep hungry others from her peeps. It's a pity how skitty antelope even leap in their sleep. Penguins hide from sharks and them squirrels from gunfire in the parks. Even jellyfish don't seem that relaxed to me. I mean, dangling and angling 24/7, that's not a life that's blessed. Wild things start each day. A nervous wreck, stress, stress, stress. But I'm telling you, them kitties, they don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about the blues. Well, what do they kitty care with 9 lives to lose? Dogs, they go to work while felines, they just cruise. Cause kitties don't know nothing about the blues. They don't pay no bills, they don't owe no dues, they don't pay no attention to the human news. They're so busy being detectives, looking for some clues, smelling all the socks, putting themselves in other shoes, deciding when to snooze, what cat food to refuse, what litter box not to use. Climbing up and up for better views than needing firemen to their rescues. Why is that? 'Cause them kiddies don't know nothing about the blues. They just do what they choose. To tabbies, there are no taboos. They can scratch you, or they can schmooze, socialize, or turn recluse. But when cats realize there's so little earthly time per feline pursuit that they pursue, they decide to just recline, and so decline to be of use. They have the wisdom of a muse, yet they get stuck in trees and on the roof. They're the goof that's most aloof in the animals who's who's. You know why they're so different than you and I? 'Cause them kiddies don't know nothing about the blues. They always couldn't care less, except if you come home with another pet. Oh, heaven forbid! The curse that's worse yet. Somehow they get all the way wet. Ah, call the vet. We have a case of feline fatal fretting. Kitties, you know they don't know nothing about the blues. Oh, they cat around late where they might be some sex, but don't want who's best, just who's next. In fact, you can hear them caterwauling from New York to New Orleans. They're after midnight calling like they can't find their darling. 'Cause kitties don't know nothing about the blues. Guess what? They figured them that don't care can't win or lose. So they actually choose to be kiddies that don't nothing about the blues. Now cats can sleep deep, or cats can just snooze. A cat nap is the most rest they can use, 'cause kitties must be on constant patrol, writing kitty tickets for anything that rolls. Kitties don't know nothing about worrying. They don't scurry. They don't know nothing about the blues. Felines, they have no feeling. There's no one in there that needs revealing. No hurt, no need for healing. No cat will ever pet you back. It's not a reciprocal type of a pet with which you and I are. Now, kitties don't care nothing about you except for what for them you can do. And that's why it's kind of our fault that kitties
don't know nothing. Might as well be made of something. Them kitties don't know nothing about the blues. Them kitties don't know nothing about the blues.
Scratchy, Tom and Jerry, Ren and Stimpy, Felix, Heathcliff, Alice's Dinah, the Wonderlands, Cheshire Cat, Simba, Penelope, Garfield, and Winnie the Pooh's Tigger, Pinocchio's Figaro, British Pink Panther from Japan, Hello Kitty. These are just some of the cats I know.
There you go. Gallagher, the late comedian Gallagher here on WGH Talk. For all you cat lovers, kitties don't know nothing about the blues. Now, I cannot tell a lie. Here's what happened. You're doing your show live, here on WGH Talk Radio, and somebody shows up, and they've brought you a soda, diet soda. So certainly I'm not going to turn that down. So I had to take a break there, an unexpected break, to go deal with that, but hope you enjoyed that song. You always have a plan B. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts out there? Did you like the song? And again, do you have any thoughts on the whole issue going on with the River Valley School Board? You've now heard from Superintendent Adam Wickham. And now, you have heard from school board candidate Cody Higley. Let's see, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, a lot of people are saying that segment did not make any sense. Well, no, it didn't. I just explained that. That when somebody shows up, you got to play something when you have to walk away from the microphone. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is there to do? Let's see. Okay, where are we going from here? Okay, Fruitcake Toss will be in the works soon. Big things coming up here at the station. Like I said, I've said all week, really not going to talk about it until Friday. So we'll talk about that on Friday, I guess is the best thing I can say there. Okay, well, here's something from yesterday. You know, I made a statement yesterday, and I'm not going to make the statement again because, you know, I don't want to come off as mean. But I said something yesterday that I think people could construe maybe as a meme thing. But this morning, I heard one of our top of the hour segments. And if you've listened to this station for any period of time, you have heard the late Pat Carroll talk about how nobody wants to play good parts, goody two-shoes. Everybody wants to be a villain. Everybody wants to have characters with edges and things of that nature. Now, I certainly don't think I'm a villain, but every so often when you make a comment that is not necessarily the... I'm not saying it was a compliment yesterday, but when you make a statement that is a little maybe off the beaten path, should we say, I think people do pay attention. It doesn't mean you're just trying to have fun. Is all you're trying to do. If you were really trying to hurt somebody's feelings, you would probably use their name, and you would probably target them, and that would be a poor thing to do. I think just saying something offhandedly is really not all that bad, and I don't think anybody really cares. It's not like I've heard any backlash from that, but I did think it was interesting when I heard the Pat Carroll top of the hour thing. You know, villains are so much more interesting than normal good people. Well, I like to think I'm a good person. I guess it depends on the day. Okay. What else did I... Oh, okay. I got to talk about something from yesterday. Now here, you know, I'm going to come off looking rude in this statement, but bear with me. Yesterday, for Halloween, I'm not going to say that I participated... I guess I did, in a way, more as an advisor in an escape room challenge. Now, has anybody ever participated in an escape room challenge? It's where you get clues and you try to undo locks and you try to get to the prize quicker than anybody else because there are groups, basically. And... So yesterday this was going on, and really the escape room is not the point here, but my group did finish first. Now, I'm not saying that to brag. It's just, it happened. My group did finish first. They were very good at what they were doing. So that being said, the other group finished second, which no bad things for finishing second. When there were only two, I mean, somebody's got to finish second. So, I finished first, and the other group finished second. So, I said to a person who, I don't even like the term sore loser. I just like the term doesn't do well with not winning. How's that for you, for being politically correct? Doesn't do well with not winning. And they got a little hot under the collar yesterday when I pointed that out. But here's the thing with this person. Every time we've ever competed, I have won. Now, it hasn't been a whole lot, maybe two or three times. But every time it has happened, I've won. Now, again, I'm not bragging here. I'm just saying those are the facts. And I just wanted to chalk up that on Halloween, the escape room challenge also fell in my behalf. Now, this could just be good luck. I'm not saying I win at everything, but that's what happened yesterday. Thought you might enjoy that story. 23 days till Thanksgiving, Christmas season right around the corner. All right, 740-751-4038. Have you ever known anybody who wasn't very good at not winning? Are you somebody who's not very good at winning? There are a lot of people who don't handle that very well. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So a lot of issues here on the table today. Everything from the elections coming up next Tuesday to big things coming up here at the station, which we'll announce Friday in about 48 hours, to the holidays being upon us. Are you ready for all the Christmas commercials and Thanksgiving stuff coming up? Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Now, here's the thing. I didn't even know. This person listens from time to time, and I appreciate when they do listen. But I do want to read this, so I'm not misrepresenting. It says, I literally had zero reaction to you winning, and escape room is a challenge against yourself and the end prize, not other groups. Now, listen, I'm going to say that that's not true because, and listen, I'm holding my right hand up here. All I'm saying is that when you have two groups and the idea is to get the box unlocked before the other group, I don't know how you race yourself because you weren't timing yourself. So eventually you're going to get everything opened. So I think you're racing the other group. And I think if you asked anybody who was there yesterday what was the purpose of that, it was to get it before the other group. Well, I can't read the next statement that was just made. But no, I'm not trying to get a reaction out of anybody. And I didn't even know that this person was listening this morning. But this person just said I'm full of something. And it wasn't wonderful things. Full of something. But anyway, all I'm saying is, I think people did think it was a race. See, I'm being told that nobody thought it was a race. Well, I don't understand the purpose because everybody is going to get the box open at some point to get the prize. And if you're broken into groups, what's the point of doing it, getting it quickly done if you're not racing against the other group? I certainly know that the group that I was in thought they were trying to get it done before the other group, the two groups that were participating yesterday. So I think it does come down to time because nobody was timing how long it took to get the box open. So I don't know how you'd be competing against yourself. So that's all I'm saying. And listen, I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else. I'm not saying that somebody else is not as good. I'm just saying that when it came to the escape room on Halloween, and I could have lost. My group could have not come in first place. I'm just saying that in this particular case, that my group did get done first. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not trying to get a reaction out of anybody. And I'm not trying. Does anybody agree or disagree with me here? Would an escape room, even if you don't know what it is, would the purpose be to race against yourself or to race against another group? Anytime you have a group, like putting a puzzle together or anything like that, it's a race against the other group. You're trying to get it first. That's all I'm saying. Everyone got the same prize and their box was open. If they were racing each other, they would have been trying to open the same box. Well, I don't know how you open the same box when you got two different groups. Everybody was going to get the prize. That kind of goes into my point, that everybody was going to get the prize. So that's why it was a race. to see who could get it done first. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be mean here or stir up World War III on the day after Halloween. That's all I'm saying. And let me put it this way. I won't say won or lost. I'll say my group got the box open first. Let's put it that way. That's what happened. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Somebody give me a thought on this. 740-751-4038. Because I'll tell you, I'm catching some flack here this morning. 740-751-4038. And by the way, I'm not telling you the person that I'm catching the flack from because, again, I don't want to be mean to anybody. I don't want to, you know, I'm a happy person. I don't want to rub anybody's nose in anything. I don't want to make negative comments against anybody. You know, I'm just here trying to do a show. That's all, each and every morning. 740-751-4038. Now, does it sound like a challenge to you, or does it sound like you're racing yourself? I guess I just don't understand the whole racing yourself thing. Somebody would have to catch me up on that particular thing. Okay, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you, that whole Kitty song earlier, that really gets the show up and running. Okay. Well, and again, does anybody have any thoughts on Cody Higley on earlier to talk about the River Valley School Board race that's coming up next Tuesday night? And boy, are we going to be here that night, election night, 7:15 until all the races are called. Pastor Craig at the Republican headquarters, Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Linda Sims at Democratic headquarters, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Carrington Nelson, and other special, Glenn Coble, other special guests in the studio that night, and a couple other people I think maybe I'll be able to announce tomorrow, and call in from Bill Collins on that night, win or lose. All right, 740-751-4038. And a fruitcake toss coming up early or mid-December. And we're going to start taking registrations for the fruitcake toss very soon so we can give everybody time to let everybody know what the date is, when it is, where it is, and how it's all going to shake out. There's another challenge. Now, see, the fruitcake toss is a challenge. Now, make no mistake, that's a challenge. Who can throw the fruitcake the farthest? Or if you're from southern Ohio or Kentucky, the furthest. That's all you need to know. Okay, what else do we got? You know, did we finish our Family Feud up yesterday? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, we did. It was a Halloween Family Feud. Okay, let's do a quick one here because we've only got 13 minutes left in this particular broadcast. Did we get every... I think we got everything from our last Family Feud the other day. Okay, here we go. Name something that drips. D-R-I-P-S. I don't think we got all the answers for this. I think... We're going to start it fresh again here because I don't remember which ones we got because we got it as we were going off the air. But there are four answers here. Name something that drips. D-R-I-P-S. There are only four, and we've got 13 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. Seems to me like the other day we got number one. I think we got number two. And we might have gotten number four. But I really don't. You know, I got to start marking these things down. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the suburban, Marion, semi-rural political candidates.
What'd you make of that interview earlier?
Boy, no wonder they call me Windpipe. That was so long I couldn't even breathe while I was saying it. No, it was good. He sounds like he really cares about the area. And so props to the code man, as they say.
Have you ever done an escape room?
So some people might say my whole life is an escape room, but no, I've not done the trendy one that you see in the mall or in the shopping center or wherever the heck they might be. So,
I mean, do you think you are racing yourself, or if you're in two separate groups, that you're racing the other group?
I think it's both. People compete against themselves, try to better what they did, try to, you know, if you've started exercising more, lost weight, you know, had a birthday, it's like, well, am I in better shape now?
Yeah, but I guess if you don't have a previous time because it's the first time you've done it, how can you be racing against yourself?
Yeah. My best analogy is got to go to the gym, and if it's a new exercise, because I like to go to different locations with my membership, I can, but I've actually been to most of the ones in Ohio anyway. You try a different machine and, you know, estimate what you think you can lift, and if I can actually do more, I say, oh, this is easy. I can put 20 more pounds on, then I'm happy. So I guess it's kind of the same way. And, you know, you try to overthink it. That's part of it also. Are you just going to take it logically and simply and say, well, how do I remove myself from this maze? And well, you might also think, well, I can't do it. I'll be stuck here forever.
Well, do you think it might be sour grapes, though? Because, you know, my group succeeded.
You're borrowing the late Phyllis Schlafly's term.
I did.
Everything with her was sour grapes, remember?
I do. I was sitting right there.
I'm not really sure what sour grapes kind of mean, like being a sore loser. I think, isn't that what that means?
Yeah, well, I think so.
I never use that term. I don't even really understand what it means.
Yeah, that you're bitter. You're bitter because you did not win.
Because Phyllis, she seems to like that term a lot. I'm not sure. Maybe she drank too much wine. I mean, made from grapes, of course. So I wasn't quite sure what that was about.
But don't you think that if you're complaining that you did not win, that maybe it's sour grapes?
Some people, yeah. I mean, I don't. I think with me, the escape room probably wouldn't. I mean, the sense of direction is good, but it's more for driving and walking around and navigating. The escape room is probably something I wouldn't excel at, but I might impress with my ability. I've never tried it, so I don't know. Have you done the axe throwing? That's big also.
No, I've never done the axe throwing. Together.
Maybe they have a combined axe throwing and escape room. I've never done either, but it's so big right now. I'm not even quite sure why, but whatever turns you on.
Listen, I am fine. If I had not won, I would have been fine with it. I'm just pointing out the fact that my team did win. And this seems to be
a
trend.
Yeah, you're not a sore loser type.
No. If I did not win, I would tell you. And
I mean, number one answer was faucet or water faucet. But I have an answer that's kind of trendy because of the weather. How much snow did you get there? I still have snow on my lawn. So
there was no accumulation.
Oh, there's snow on my lawn right now. So,
no.
Well, you know when snow melts, it kind of drips off the gutter or drips off the roof or even drips off your car. So there's a trendy answer after the snow. Melting snow, it drips off wherever it's melting from. I mean, how's that for an answer that's in time, in tune, or in time with?
It's in tune, but it's not on the list. But faucet was number one, and no snow on the list.
I mean, it's a really good answer, Scott. It should have been there,
but just not quite.
I kind of like how, literally 5 or 6 hours before October ended, we got snow. It's like usually we get about half an inch of accumulated snow in October. So just before October ended, we got snow, in which in some areas accumulated.
You know what's interesting, though? I got my Facebook social media memories yesterday, and apparently that had happened on Halloween just a couple years ago.
Yeah. The whole day kind of seemed like a transition. Literally, I took a nap, and then the minute I woke up, it was midnight exactly. It was a kind of a surreal type of experience. And last but not least, I hope... Your Cubs aren't in the World Series, I believe, and you might have seen the weather in Chicago, up to 3 inches of snow with 45-mile-an-hour winds. Not good baseball weather.
No, and did you see many kids out trick-or-treating last night? I didn't.
I was driving around some neighborhoods that were almost like having a block party. People had these chimneys or something with a flame going, because it was obviously cold and windy, I mean, versus having winter in the 60s and 70s recently. Oh. And there were people out, adults trick-or-treating. Yeah, it's fine if you're into it. So it's good as a spectator sport, especially from my warm car with the heat on, because it was rather wintry.
23 days till Turkey Day.
I guess one of my more favorite days, since I do enjoy poultry. So I guess I've windpiped enough. I think the snow melt dripping off of a gutter or downspout of your car, or even your nose if you got a little frost on you, is a good answer, but. That's how it goes sometimes.
We'll see if we get the other three. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, the question is, name something that drips. Water faucet was number one. 92 people said water faucet. But we've got three other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's the number. And again, the category this morning, name something that drips. Water faucet, number one. And again, just to be clear, I'm not saying that anybody who doesn't win is any less or anything than somebody who does win. You know, you've got, there's winners and there are non-winners. See, I wouldn't even use the term loser because I think that's rude. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a coffee maker.
Coffee is number four on the list. What do you think? Do you think that when you have two groups for an escape room, that that's a challenge?
I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't been. I just now started.
Oh, well, basically, what it is, two groups have boxes and they get clues to unlock locks. And the first group to get the locks unlocked, you know, gets a prize. It's in the box. So I was saying how yesterday my group, and there were two groups, and my group got the box unlocked first. And I thought that that made my group the winning group. And then I was pointed out, it was pointed out to me this morning that that's not the case, that we weren't competing. Well, I think if you have two groups, you are competing, aren't you?
Yeah, you're competing, yes.
Yes. I think that's right. Now, I'm not trying to brag here or say the other person is a sore loser. I'm just saying that my group, I think, won.
Yeah, when you have two groups, that's kind of it, competition, no matter what it is.
That's right. I think so, too. Well, hey, thanks for the answer. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that drips. We've got water faucet number one, coffee number four. Still have two to go here. 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour. Four left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Was that an answer, Scott? Coffee maker?
Coffee by itself was the answer.
Oh, well, then I've got another one, paint. The one that drips.
No paint.
Okay.
No paint on the list here today. Name something that drips. Water faucet? Coffee? Two other answers to go. 4 minutes left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say your nose?
No, nose is number two. Adam alluded to it, but he didn't quite get there. So quickly, competition, escape room, or not?
Okay, I don't know if you're talking fast or I'm listening slow.
The escape room challenge that I just alluded to yesterday that my group won, do you think that's a challenge or against yourself or against the other group?
Well, it seems like it would be a little bit of both. I mean, it's just like, for instance, like when you wrestle, it's like you get your own points, but you also get points for the team.
Right, right. And I'm saying it's good that they got the prize as well. They just did not get it as quickly as our group did. And I don't know what the point was why did we even have groups if there was nothing, you know, I guess I don't understand it.
Right. There's a whole lot I don't understand.
Well, and, you know, and like yesterday when I was making a little fun about having a better company to the president's dinner this year, you know, I'm just having a little fun here in the morning. You know, you got 2 hours to fill.
Well, just as long as we don't have fun at someone else's expense. And do you ever wonder why you're being critical? Okay, Scott, they're calling me on the radio. I got to go.
Okay, we'll talk more. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, we're just having a little fun here in the mornings. Pass by the time. One answer left here. Pass the time by, maybe is the right way to say that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer left. Name something that drips. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cake icing. It kind of drips or runs, whatever.
Not on the list, but a good guess. No cake icing on the list here today. Name something that drips. Water faucet, nose, coffee. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is the one answer we have left here today? 1 minute left to go on this November the 1st, 2023. Time just getting away from us here. Well, we're about out of time. We might be able to get one more guess in here today with 30 seconds left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Did you say icicles?
No icicles on the list. No icicles on the list here today, and I think we've hit our threshold. I hope you have a great 1st of November. I'll be back tomorrow on November 2nd, and we'll continue our countdown to Thanksgiving and fruitcake toss. All right, Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
you're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you.